All right, welcome to the Michael Sparks AMSL training call for the week of December 17th. I'm the guest host today, and my name is Bruce Wattman. I'm a direct jobber here in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. And for some of you may have not either been on the call or have not met in the past, I'm a direct jobber from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. I've been a dealer since 2003, I think the middle of 2003, and just by luck, I happened to be have found Michael Sparks on the internet and became a dealer. So I think we all know we're kind of lucky to, number one, be part of the Michael Sparks group, and then number two, be part of the David Bell group and all the training and encouragement that both of those guys put together for us to be a successful AMSL dealers. So tonight's call, we're going to talk about some sales and marketing ideas, some things that maybe I've done in the past or tried out, other things I've thought about, just haven't had either time to do it or just never got around to trying them out, and some other quick stories. And then we'll, you know, I'll talk for maybe 15-20 minutes, and then we'll open up the line to any calls or any questions, let's just say, anyone has about what we talked about, or maybe you just want to discuss some of the ideas that you've been working on, and you know, that you think it may work out well for other dealers to try out themselves. A few things. I think I just saw Andre. I think 267 on the line. That might be Andre, and I just want to congratulate Andre and Chuck Gudelberg. He's Andre's dealer from New Jersey, and I just happened to get my AMSL magazine for December 2012 and saw that Chuck was the first time 300 level honor. Here he is. So he's got the 300 commission credits for 1 month, and then has sponsored three dealers in his group. So congratulations to Chuck and Andre. It's that's a nice accomplishment. It's always one of those nice goals to set up for your dealers in your group to say, listen, you know, you get the AMSL magazine. You see the faces of the people who are longtime dealers or real successful dealers, but they also have on the side you get your name listed on there, the 300 level, the 500 level, and the 1,000, et cetera. That's always the first, you know, level goal to start up for your dealers is, you know, get yourself on that 300 level, get your name on there, and then work your way up to the 500 and 1,000 level and get your name on there on your way to working as a direct jobber. So congratulations, Chuck and Andre, for helping him out, you know, reach that level. It's a nice achievement, and, you know, Chuck, you got some more levels to go up there to get your name in the magazine. All right, another story just for you. It's kind of a sales and marketing idea, and I thought about, you know, as a way for people to leverage this. And the story about an account that I have in York, Pennsylvania. It's a motorcycle shop, and went down to visit him last week, I guess. And he's a smaller shop. I think he's probably got maybe three or four lifts for his bike. He's got a small retail area there. Been an account of mine for maybe 5 years now, and he probably buys mostly motorcycle oil, but some other oils and filters, probably about maybe $1,000, $2,000 a year. It varies. But I went down and talked to him, just drop off some stuff and see how things are going with how his business is going. And he told me, he's always appreciative that all the banners I get him through the co-op account, but he told me now he's not going to be selling the Harley-Davidson Sin 3 synthetic motor oil. He says, he told me because the profit level is just too low on that. He said that he gets less than 20% profit when he sells the Harley-Davidson Sin 3 oil, which I was kind of surprised at because I would have thought that for sure, you know, this guy's been in business for a while. You know, I thought maybe he got the motor oil either from, like, Custom Chrome, or he got it from Parts Unlimited, where, you know, he can get a fairly good profit margin. But he told me, no, he buys it directly from the Harley-Davidson guys. And this is important information. In York, Pennsylvania, is the Harley-Davidson factory. And I don't know if they used to make the engines there. They may still make them there. I know that they did a chrome shop many years ago, but it was always kind of funny to when he told me that he gets the motor oil from Harley-Davidson, but he's only getting a 20% commit or profit margin on it. So he said the AMSL profit margin is much higher. And I think if you do your – I'll admit I didn't do my calculations today, but it's probably up around 35 to 40% profit margin on the AMSL product side, you know, the 20W50 motorcycle oil. And it might be a little bit higher, you know, if you do it on a per-quart basis when you buy it by the gallon jugs. And, of course, if you can buy it by the drums, a little bit higher. So, you know, a quick marketing idea. You know, there are lots of motorcycle shops out there. We know that because I've got a few myself. But, if, you know, it could be a technique for you to try out is, you know, just ask them straight up, are they selling the Harley-Davidson Sin 3 motor oil? And, you know, if they say yes, then that's, you know, what type of profit margin are they getting? You know, where are they buying it from or who are they buying it from? What type of profit margin are they getting? And then, you know, before you go to their shop, maybe you want to make up a small sheet of, you know, You know, ROE from Sim 3, you know, profit margin approximately 20% on a corp per corp basis, and then calculate out the per corp profit margin that an AMSOIL retail account would get by selling the AMSOIL, you know, 20W50 motorcycle oil, and then break it down even further, that you buy it by a case of 1 gallon jugs, you know, at a per corp profit basis, what would your profit margin be then? And saying, you know, is this something that you'd be interested in? Can you, would you be able to, you profit from, or would you be able to make more money if you sold an AMSOIL product instead of the Harley-Davidson product? And, you know, it's just another, more of a stronger technique to go into a shop and do something like that, but it would open their eyes if maybe, yeah, there is more profit margin in the AMSOIL product, and maybe they haven't either, you know the dealer may have talked to them about this, or, you know, maybe they just never thought it was that much of a profit margin involved in an AMSOIL product. So, there's an idea for everyone to check out. I myself am going to try it out myself. I haven't done it yet because I just found out this information last week. But I was pretty surprised about that. Maybe you have similar stories of your retail customers that have experienced similar things and on the motorcycle side. And you could probably do it a similar way on the automobile side, but maybe a little more difficult because the automobile side, you know, they can buy in larger quantity and larger drums from the conventional side. But the motorcycle side, you know, with AMSOIL dominates the power sports industry, and I think you can do pretty well by looking at that. All right, another idea for sales and marketing. Michael and David Bell talk about this a lot, and it's a nice business model, and that is, you know, doing shows or trade shows. And, you know, when you talk to Michael and David, you know, they've been dealers for a long time, and their experience with AMSOIL for many years. So they know a lot of the objections. They know the products pretty well. And, you know, you may be as a newer dealer or even an experienced dealer who may have just, you know, can try and get the ball rolling with AMSOIL again, may feel a little more intimidated by working in some of these shows. So you may, you know, it would be smart to simply start out as a smaller shows. And it could be anything from flea markets to car shows. I was talking to someone the other day, and they were telling me that they have a classic car show every April at their church where they get maybe 50 to 75 cars show up at this car show, and he wanted to know if I would be interested in putting up a booth there. And so these little shows, you know, some of them we may be able to get lucky and get into them, you know, any kind of investment, you know, except for your time on a Saturday or a Sunday morning or something like that. But those type of shows are all over the place, and if you haven't done any, it's always an excellent idea to try to get into one because you can get the experience of talking in front of people about the AMSOIL products and listening to the questions that they have and some of the objections that they may come up with about using the products and maybe even testimonials. And many of these shows I go to, you know, one of the main comments I'll get is, you know, I don't know where to get it. Like, you know, the guy I was working with moved, or the guy I was buying the AMSOIL products from, he died, and I don't know how to get it anymore. And that's when I just whip out my business card and say, here I am. You can order online, give me a phone call. If I'm doing a local show, you can give me a call and just stop by. I may have it, and if I don't have it, I can get it for you in 3 days. So, you know, it's one of those training type of things, and it will be a small investment. It could be a small flea market, you know, maybe it's a $15 or $20 booth space at a flea market, outdoor flea market. And it's one of those things, you know, it just takes time to get used to talking in front of people, and it's good practice for you to be in front of people talking about the product so you can have the answers for people's questions in your head. People, or the answers that you have already memorized, and you know what to say for a particular situation that they've come from. And I just mentioned before about the business cards. Everyone should have their AMSOIL business card. And if you don't have a business card, I read a story, an article many moons ago, talked about the business card can be 7% of your business marketing. And, you know, AMSOIL makes some real nice business cards nowadays that you can get, fairly inexpensive. You can design them in many different ways. I tend to do this, the classic white one, but you can get the colored ones and put your website address on there and contact information, or you put your photograph on there. But the business card, if you don't have one, you of course get one, but you should be using that and have a bunch in your wallet, a bunch in your car, and wherever you go, pass them out, because you never know who's going to use it or put it in a way, or tuck it away and give you a call back in the future. And, you know, you can always put them up on some kind of bulletin board or leave them on a counter somewhere. Or, you know, whoever you're talking to, just whip out your card and you know, just, it could even be an icebreaker. You know, what kind of business are you involved in? then you ask them the question and give them your business card and find out more about what they're doing and ask them some more questions about what's going on in their business. So, and if, you know, if the AMSL ones are, you know, maybe bigger investment for you, like I said, you know, there's VistaPrint where you can get free ones. You get, I think, 250 free ones that you can customize it. But I think the best route is probably just go through with the AMSL service line, or not service line, but print center, to get the AMSL business cards and just simply hand them out. I got 1,000 of my business cards a few years ago, maybe 2010. I think I'm down to like the last 100. I'm going to order some new ones soon. And you know, wherever I got a pile in my wallet and in my car, and wherever I go, I try to drop some off somewhere because you just never know. I have a story about a friend of mine who has an accounting business, and he had posted some business cards when he first started his business, different locations, you know, bulletin boards, or left some, and you know, drop off business card locations. And he got a call from someone one day and said he wanted to talk to him about doing this taxes for him. And my friend asked him, where, you know, how did he find him? He said, well, I got your business card. I picked it up at so-and-so place. And my friend thought, but I haven't been to that town in like 5 years. How did this guy get my business card? I can't believe it's still out there. When talking to him further, found out this guy had picked up his business card 5 years ago, put it in his wallet, and, you know, finally was, I don't know, cleaning it out or something, and decided he found it again somehow and decided I need to get some more information about helping my taxes and gave him a call. So you never know what that business card is going to do. I mean, it may last around for a long time, but it's a cheap investment to go out and work your business and promoting your business. All right. Get my notes here, make sure I get everything. Now, another idea for people, this is a more advanced on the side, and this can tie into social media and social marketing here, is you want to take advantage of the AMSL brochures or marketing materials that they put together. And it could be anything from data bulletins to the catalogs. And a little more advanced technique for people is these documents, you know, are available for AMSL dealers on the dealer zone there in the PDF format. And, you know, take full advantage of these. There's no sense in reinventing the wheel. Take full advantage of these by, you know, when you're talking to someone on the Internet, or you've met someone and you've got their email or contact information, it could be an email or mailing information, is, you know, print out a copy of those PDFs. It could be an advertisement or a data bulletin, you know. And for more advanced ideas, to simply get some kind of editing software for PDFs and put your contact information on that PDF. And then you can easily email it to people. You can then, you know, maybe you can mail it, or you make photocopies of it, to include it in your information package that you are, you know, when you make a contact with people. And on the social media side, there, you know, there, depending on where you are or what you're doing, different social media sites, it could be anything, you know, from Twitter to Facebook to some obscure, you know, kind of social media or some kind of forum. If you have those PDFs already customized for you, you know, have your name, your contact information on there, and your website address, you know, you can post those things up all around the Internet. And, you know, a lot of times they'll stay up there for, you know, for almost forever, I guess. And, you know, the information that AMSL puts together and those data bulletins or brochures or flyers, you know, they put a lot of hard work into that. And take advantage of that. So put your name and contact information on there and start passing those things out and promoting them. One of the things that I found out the other day, I was looking for the calendars, which is another marketing idea with, I think, David Bell and Michael Sparks talk about a lot. But I was in that print service area that AMSL is working with, and in there there's an insert that they've come out with for a thank you insert. I think it's probably, you know, maybe 3 inches high or 2 inches high by maybe 6 inches wide, and it's a thank you for you know, that you can send out to your customers for placing an order with you. And if you think you can buy them for like 36 hours for 100 packages of these things, I think you are able to customize them through the print service center. And you know, those are excellent techniques to get a custom, you know, be able to send that out to a customer. It can be a large customer or a small customer, because you never know if they're in the future going to be a big customer for you. But get a nice little thank you note like that. It's already printed out, a nice glossy format, has your contact information. You can mail it out, or you could, you know, get a copy of it, maybe someone make a PDF or an image file of it and send it out via email to people. So my recommendation is take full advantage of all the marketing materials that AMSL puts together from the brochures and the catalogs. If you can find a way to get your contact information, and if you're a little bit more savvy about the internet, or about computers, I mean, to edit it, put your contact information there, it'll go a long way. Also, you know, this issue of the AMSL magazine that came out, there are two things here I want to talk about the AMSL magazine. Number one, we get the dealer edition, but they also produce a preferred customer edition, which is very similar to the dealer edition, but they don't include the dealer higher levels of recognition or achievement, the monthly leader section and the preferred customer edition. But again, that's a PDF file. It's a larger PDF file, but you can customize that if you get the right software and use that to your advantage by posting, and again, on the social media sites. At least, you could somehow be able to way to extract like just the front page of the cover of the magazine and use that image and, put that on Facebook. And here's the latest edition of the AMSL magazine. If you'd like a copy of it, let me know. I can email you a copy of it. And the amount of information that's always every month that's involved in these AMSL magazines can really get you started, at least on the internet side of it, of marketing, where you can take certain paragraphs or segments out of these magazines and use them to your advantage to place, to answer people's questions or simply talk about the different products and applications, and definitely about the racing. There's always a lot of information about the racing, from the trucks to the snowmobiles, that you can use that information and further promote your AMSL business, on the social media sites or on the internet in general. And, in this issue, they also talked about the vehicle graphics program. Now, I don't know if anyone in the Sparks team has gone through this. I know there are some dealers, I think Andre and maybe Chuck, have also put their trucks in vehicle wrapper and an awful lot of AMSL logos and stickers on their trucks. But the vehicle graphics program, you may not be able to afford that, but if you don't have any kind of information on your vehicle now, you're losing out. You're losing out in a few ways. Number one, you're not out there promoting your business when you're driving around. But number two is you can use the money that you invest into putting the graphics and your contact information on your vehicle as a tax deduction. So, maybe the vehicle graphic program that AMSL has set up for dealers won't work for you. You may not qualify for it, or you don't have the white vehicle that they're looking for. But there's all kinds of different options that you can set up to use your vehicle as a marketing tool for. It could be as simple as magnetic signs. You can go out to get your own graphics on there, and talk with your tax accountant how you can use that to your advantage as a marketing or tax deduction on your upcoming taxes. One last thing also, flipping through the AMSL magazine that came in today, it just happened to come in today and I was looking through it, you want to know that the AMSL.com website has been redesigned. They came out with it, I think, this week, maybe it was last week. And you might want to let your customers just know that it's been redesigned and just get their comment on it and let your accounts know how they can log into that and get to the information that they're looking for. Hopefully it's been designed for more ease of trying to find the information. And, trying to organize a website with so much information is a difficult task. I think AMSL's done a pretty good job. Back in the old days when I first came to dealers, it was a really simple website that they had set up, and it was really wasn't user-friendly. And over the years, they really invested a lot of money to make that improvement. And for those of you that do have websites, you want to go back onto the dealer zone and learn about the new linking technique that they have for the dealers, that they can link their existing websites to the AMSL website. They've changed the coding for the links back to the AMSL.com website, so you can get have your ZO number attached to whatever products people may be buying and stuff like that. And one last thing I'll just say, it's not quite a sales and marketing idea. I'm going to open up here in a minute for questions, but I think many of the people on this call do take advantage of Michael Sparks. And, when I was a newer dealer, even haven't done it recently, but, I would definitely take advantage of the knowledge and the training opportunities that Michael provides to you, particularly when you're talking with newer dealers. And you want to, talk with Michael, say, listen, I have a newer dealer in my group just registered. Would you mind giving him a call and talking to him about your dealership and what you've been doing, and answer some questions for them. Because that this opened up the lines of communication for your dealer to know that there is a support level for everyone in the group, and that you don't want newer dealers out there running around, without the proper information and the proper tools to get their business going, because they may find out that they might even feel like an orphan and may fall off. But if you can start the ball rolling in the right direction, let them know that you're available, answer their questions, you work with them and say, listen, my direct jobber, it might be Michael Spark, might be someone else, is available, that he's always willing to go out and talk with newer people in the group to get them started and get their mind rolling and ideas on how to work out in their Amsoil business. Well, time flies, Jared. I gave some basic marketing ideas for you to think about and just review. Some of these things are kind of basic and just need a little reminder, and a good reminder for newer dealers and older dealers and a little bit more of advanced techniques. And the way you can market, nowadays with the internet is pretty powerful. A lot of stuff you put on there is working 24 hours a day, and it can be working there for years. Can leave it up there for. But one of the most powerful way to do it, of course, marketing your business is knocking on doors and talking to people, and that's the old fashioned sales ideas and marketing way. But that's just the way it is. Face to face conversation, usually works best. So the people that you're working with, and the business that you're working with, can have a face to face interaction and get emotionally attached to you to, build a level of trust. But these type of techniques, the business card and using the marketing materials that Amsoil has together, is simply a way to get the foot into the door. People get interested and find a way to get their questions answered. And from there, you've got to take over to talk to them about the Amsoil products and services and the benefits and how they can save money or increase their profit in their business. All right, so then I'm going to open up to any questions here. If anyone has any questions, you're welcome to come on the line. Let's see if I got everything. You can unmute yourself by pressing *6 if you have any questions or if you have any comments about some of the things we discussed, or if you want to just put in your 2 cents of some marketing ideas that you've tried out that are a little bit different than what I discussed and have been working for you.
Yeah, I've got a question.
Go ahead. Who's this?
All right, this is Justin. I'm a fairly new dealer under Michael,
okay.
Jonathan Henley. My main business is experimental aircraft maintenance. And I'm an engineer, and I want to be able to offer my customers the very best products for their vehicles. Special Vehicles is the name of my company. And a lot of my customers, potential customers, as far as Amsoil customers, are Royal Purple and Mobil 1 full synthetic. And I need some better ammunition to discuss, why they should switch to Amsoil. I mean, I've read some articles, I don't know if it's Consumer Reports or if it was SAE International or if it was just Car and Driver that said that Amsoil and Royal Purple were leaps and bounds better lubricants, better than the big name Mobil 1 and whoever else, but I don't really have any data to support my claim that beyond hey, switch to Amsoil because it's a better lubricant for the money.
Right.
Why take my word for it? That's about all I got.
Yeah, I think what you just kind of said at the end there, why take my word for it, is this going to take a little bit of time to build a level of trust with your prospects and your current customers. Now, to get back to your main point, though, many years ago, when I was also starting as a new dealer for a few years when I started as a new dealer, Amsoil did come out with a lot of different publications where they were comparing the different motor oils, from conventional motor oils to different brands of synthetic motor oils to Amsoil, different tests that they had run. And in the last few years, they've kind of shied away from that. And I think I'm not positive, but I just want to say I think it's mostly because the some of the other brands have stepped up their game a little bit, but also because they keep changing the technologies that it just costs a lot of money for Amazon to go out and do test after test after test trying to prove that they're the best. I think you're just going to have to, like I said, try to build a level of trust. Let your prospects know that AMSOIL has been around since 1972. It's developing the finest quality synthetic lubricants since then. And just let them know that the research and development team behind AMSOIL is always on the lookout to make sure that it's always the best product on the market. And that whatever it takes to be the best synthetic oil on the market for whatever type of application it is, just know that AMSOIL management and research and development is going to find that product because, as the logo said, they're the first in synthetic, and they want to keep it that way. And I think they've always iterated that in any kind of corporate communication that I've come across or just talking to the management team at AMSOIL. And I can understand, you know, there are a subset of people like yourself that want to see some higher-level data, facts, and comparisons. And there may be some still available from some older publications, I think AMSOIL's been trying to shy away from that recently. And I can understand what you're talking about, but it's going to take a little bit of time for you to develop a certain level of trust and let them know that. And just you have to show them certain testimonials that there's lots of those available. It could be anywhere from the high-level stresses of the racing industry and the beating that some of those guys put the AMSOIL product through, some of the tests that I'll call them street level tests where AMSOIL may have done comparisons to show fuel economy and oil analysis and stuff like that. And the other option you could talk about oil analysis. That's always a great level to way to market different people is talk to them when you're working with them. So listen, let's get a sample of your oil that you got in now. Maybe you want to invest the money and pay for the analysis. It's going to be just $25. And, let's run an AMSOIL test, for a certain amount of time that in comparison to your current oil that you're using. And let's see what the results are and see what you think.
Mm-hmm. That has been my best, leverage lately. But one thing about the oil analysis is that, it tells everything that's wrong with the oil, but what about the additives, the life of the additives that are still in the oil? Is there a way to evaluate that?
I don't know if they spec it out as what the life of the additives are. I do know that they'll come back with a recommendation to let you know that the oil is still good for use and then sample it again at a regular interval. The way they have the system set up, they'll track that particular vehicle or piece of equipment in their database system so that over a period of time you can see, the concentrations of different contaminants in the motor oil that may be indicative of some kind of wear problem or, life problem or, maintenance problem that particular piece of equipment or engine would have.
Right.
But I don't think they don't quite break it out when it's specific. Additives they have in there, but they do break it out by the different physical and chemical properties that the oil will have and if you track it over time.
Now, this AMSOIL University, what level of, the chemical engineering stuff behind the oil, what level do they teach at this AMSOIL University?
Yeah, well, at the AMSOIL University, if you haven't been there before, they'll put you in the newer dealer group, and in that education level, they go in depth about the physical and chemical properties of the motor oil, and they go in depth about the lubrication, the properties of motor oil and greases, and compressor oils and hydraulic fluids. You'll get a really in depth training, and particularly if you're an analytical guy, it'll be right up your alley of the stuff they'll be talking about because they'll get the actual product developers and research and development guys speaking at the classes. And going over that information, and it does get pretty in depth, and the information that you get out of that will hopefully be able to answer a lot of the technical questions that you may be getting now that you just aren't able to don't feel comfortable in answering. And it sounds like you're a newer dealer, so you haven't been to AMSOIL University. Is that correct?
I have not.
Yeah, that's that's highly recommended. I'm not sure. You know, right now we have the annual convention coming up, and there will be a technical portion to that, but I don't think it'll be as extensive as the
It'll be a two-day course, they said.
Yeah, it won't be as extensive as the training they give at normal AMSL universities. So if you happen to make it to this one, I think this one will be more of a partier atmosphere just because it's the 40th anniversary. But I would definitely want to get back to the Radio or AMSL University so you can take advantage of that, those first-level or first-year AMSL University classes. It's on the more technical side for you.
Hey, Bruce and Justin. Bruce and Justin, I was going to this is Jonathan Henley. I was going to add, if we do a little Googling and research online, I've come across before, other dealers have run tests. It's outside of AMSL, but there's a number of tests and comparisons out there and testimonials comparing to World Purple on the internet. You just have to kind of dig for them. Like Bruce was saying, they have shied away from the analysis. I do, by the way, Justin, I do have the old motorcycle oil comparison that compares it to Royal Purple, Harley Oil, and Bel Ray, and a lot of the oils like that. I do have a copy of that still available that I'm sure you could borrow from me if you needed to see some oil comparisons. But they're dated 2 or 3 years old.
Okay. Well, it's better than nothing, because when I'm talking to people and I can't spout any numbers at them, I kind of hear my own BS, and I'm like, oh, maybe it's just my, my confidence, it's waning, but I'm like, why does this person have any incentive to believe me if I can't even, spout some hard numbers at them,
I hear you.
And that's one of those things. It's just going to take time with you. If you're newer dealer, just take time to develop confidence in talking about the products. And, after a while, you may find different customers have different concerns, and you'll be able to answer those questions a lot easier and feel more confident. And, we've all been there before as being new dealers. It's just going to take some time to learning about business and talking about the products. And soon enough, you'll get testimonials from your own customers. Or if you happen to do these shows, you'll get comments and testimonials, people walking up to your booth about it. And then you'll feel more comfortable talking about what they talked about and just relay the information on.
Hey, Bruce.
Yeah.
Bruce. How you doing? It's Chuck Gottlieber. Thank you. I got a quick point to make for Justin. Maybe this will help me. You're going through, everybody goes through as far as the Mobile One crisis everywhere you go. It's definitely a hard thing to overcome. However, I don't know if it still stands true as far as Bruce was saying that they may have changed technologies, but I know it's when I first started, I used to use the old line as we use a better base stock, and our signature oils is a number 4 or 5 base stock, and I also use our additive packs are we're solid. We can go wherever we want for additive packs, from what I understand. And as far as Mobile One, they're pretty much contracted with a company to get their additive packs, and they have to use this particular additive where we can seek the best because we're a privately owned company. Is that true still, Bruce, or I'm not sure about that?
Yeah, I'm not too sure about that one. I mean, that may be something that you may have heard from other dealers talking about, or maybe read some on the internet, and I probably can't comment on that efficiently. When you do attend AMSL University, you can ask all these questions to the management and research development guys there, and they'll be maybe a little more candid about the answers they can give you without any problem with that. But maybe in the last 5 years, the motor oil industry has changed a lot, and there's so many different companies out there doing things and adding new synthetic products that the way that they develop these synthetic motor oils and try to compare them, it's kind of a little difficult nowadays because they keep on changing things. But, I would just, continue to look at the AMSL literature, and you may be able to find older literature that talks about some of these things that you can just kind of use, but, the reason why they don't have the old literature anymore is that some of that information or data is out of date. So, if you have any... maybe if your customer has a more of a technical question, if you don't feel comfortable answering me, you can contact the technical services department. They may be able to help you out a little bit more, shed more light on that for you.
All right.
Right, anyone else have any more, any questions or any ideas on sales and marketing for anyone here? All right, well, I appreciate your time and your attention to listen to me babble for a while. And I do not know if Michael's going to be having a call next week. I don't recall what he said last week, what his schedule is. But I appreciate you listening in here on this call. And it has been recorded, and I'm sure Michael will get an email out later to everyone that they can be able to listen to this. And, you know, one of the marketing techniques, of course, is, you know, get your prospects on an email list and, you know, send them, forward them copies of these teleconference calls. And if you had, by the way, if you have not listened to the David Bell teleconference from last week, that one was 100% pure gold. I think Michael probably did record that. And if you haven't listened to it, I recommend checking that out. And then that would be an excellent call to forward on to any new dealer prospects, because the amount of information that was loaded in that call from different dealers all around the country was unbelievable. It was some really great information from newer dealers to experienced dealers to dealers who own their own automotive shops and other dealers who have been working at it, you know, for the last 10 or 15 years. Just a wide breadth of information was available on that call. So again, I appreciate it, and everyone have a Merry Christmas, and if I don't talk to you again, have a Happy New Year, too. Goodbye.
Good job, Bruce. Talk to you later.